This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ulagah Church of Christ in Ulagah, Oklahoma. You're listening to For This I Bow My Knees with Tracy Frederick.
And behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel. And Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. And he cried against the altar and the word of the Lord, and said, O altar, altar! Thus saith the Lord, Behold, a child shall be born into the house of David, Josiah by name, and upon thee shall he offer the priests of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burned upon thee. And he gave a sign the same day, saying, This is the sign that which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. And it came to pass, when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which had cried against the altar in Bethel, that he put forth his hand from the altar, saying, Lay hold on him. And his hand which he put forth against him dried up, so that he could not pull it again to him. And the altar also was rent, and the ashes poured out from the altar, according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. And the king answered and said unto the man of God, Entreat now the face of the Lord thy God, and pray for me, that my hand may be restored me again. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored to him again, and became as it was before. And the king said unto the man of God, Come home with me, and refresh thyself, and I will give thee a reward. And the man of God said unto the king, If thou wilt give me half thine house, I will not go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so it was charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, Eat no bread, nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest. So he went another way, and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. And that is the reading from 1 Kings chapter 13, verses 1 through 10. And that seems to be that. Doesn't it? A man of God. The man's name isn't revealed here, but he's referred to as a man of God out of Judah, gives his prophecy, and he's on his way. Pretty simple, cut and dry. But we learn in verse 11 that there was an old prophet in Bethel, whose son told him about this man of God and what he had done that day. And what follows, beginning in verse 14 to the end of the chapter, verse 34, it's heartbreaking. If you aren't familiar with this account, let me take a moment to fill you in. He went after the man of God, this older prophet, and found him sitting under an oak tree, and said to him, Come home with me and eat bread. But the man of God told him his instructions. I may not return with you, nor go with you, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with you in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, Thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. But the man told him that he was a prophet, and told him that an angel of the Lord spoke to him and said, Bring him back with you to your house, and eat bread and drink water. God says in the scriptures, He lied to him. But the man of God listened and went with him. And ate and drank. And you can probably guess what happened, if you don't already know. When he left, a lion met him on the road and killed him. But listen to the words of the Holy Spirit in verse 26. And when the prophet that brought him back from the way heard of thereof, he said, It is the man of God who was disobedient unto the word of the Lord. Therefore the Lord hath delivered him unto the lion, which hath torn him and slain him according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke unto him. I read this passage this morning on my way to another account that I just can't seem to get to, because there are so many other great accounts to consider along the way. But this morning, this one stopped me as I recalled the first time I read it. I remember being a little upset, thinking about how this man of God must have been tired, hungry, and this older prophet, maybe a friend, offered him a meal and a place to stay. I remember feeling a little upset that God punished this man of God who was lied to by a friend. Is this justified? I wondered. But of course it is. Because first, God gave this man of God a clear directive, right? We know that because the man of God very clearly and specifically relates that message to the king in verse 8 through 10. And the man of God said unto the king, if thou wilt give me half thine house, I will not go in unto thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. For so it was charged me by the word of the Lord, saying, eat no bread nor drink water, nor turn again by the same way that thou camest. So he went another way and returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. I mean, you can hear that the man of God says, even if you gave me half your house, that's a lot. This man of God was determined, so determined he would not accept the king's hospitality. Second, this man of God, he thought he could trust an old prophet from Bethel. Now, maybe he thought this guy's from my hometown, so he won't steer me wrong. Or maybe he thought, well, this is a man who professes to be from God, so he must be right. Maybe God changed his mind and just forgot to tell me about it. Or a third option. This man of God, he didn't seem to have much confidence in the word of God. That is, he didn't have much confidence in what he knew compared to the older prophet, the man who lied to him. So, in this time in which there's so many people out there listening to videos, listening and reading posts about the Word of God, I think that it's time to remind ourselves of what God told us by inspiration through the writer Paul to the church in Galatia. Paul tells them, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Galatians chapter 1, verse 8. So it's kind of interesting, isn't it, that the old prophet in 1 Kings chapter 13, verse 18, told the man of God that an angel spoke to him by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back. That should remind us of Peter, who recorded in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. It's a tough time out there. We're seeking and we're searching for assurances and hope. And I hope we remember when we're browsing the internet or sharing posts and listening to people talk about spiritual matters that God's word is very clear, just as it was to that man of God. And I hope that as we are looking and listening, we remember that our confidence should be in the Word of God, not other people. God's Word doesn't change. Forever, O Lord, thy Word is settled in heaven. Psalms 119, verse 89. I hope that when we're looking and listening, we remember that our confidence is in what we see in the Word of God, not what other people say. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. Psalms chapter 37, verse 31. Now there are great men of God out there preaching the message of the Lord. I don't mean to imply that there aren't. But we can't allow ourselves to be turned off our path, away from what God has told us, even if it comes from a friend or appears to come from an angel. Because even Satan can appear as an angel of light, right? 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. And it is for this, our focus on God's word alone, during this time of uncertainty, when we are seeking security and hope, it is for this, for God's word, that I bow my knees.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Wave Media by visiting us at BibleWaveMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.